Breast cancer in pregnancy is very uncommon. We estimate it to be about around 8 per 100,000 births. So in Australia, we'd sort of expect to see around 25 cases per year.
Is breast cancer easy to find in pregnant women?
Look, no. I think one of the challenges of breast cancer in pregnancy is that women often get changes in their breasts throughout pregnancy. So often when they present with a lump to their doctor, the common things are thought about as being the problem first. So often there is a delay, or this is what we found in our study, in women having the breast lump identified as breast cancer.
What's the characteristics of women who have breast cancer during pregnancy?
So we did a national study looking, based in Australia and New Zealand, looking at first diagnosis of breast cancer during pregnancy. And what we found is probably what you would expect. About three quarters of the women were aged between 30 and 39. Most of the women hadn't smoked previously. And most of them were accessing care through the public hospital sector.
What you're saying is that breast cancer, it does increase with your age. And if women are delaying pregnancy, they're the women who are more likely to have breast cancer during pregnancy.
Yes, I think that's absolutely right. That what you see is with the older women having first babies, and also with women also deferring children, we see that the majority of the cases really are in women aged 35 and older.
The interesting thing to come out of this study was that women noticed that something wasn't right with their breasts before they were pregnant.
Yes, so what we found was that a lot of women had breast symptoms prior to being diagnosed. And so when we looked at it, four out of five women actually had breast symptoms. And one of the things that became clear in the interviews with the women was that often when women discovered a lump, there was a bit of a delay or an issue around being believed from their perspective. So they might have to present or represent to a healthcare provider before they were on a pathway to being diagnosed. And one of the things that they really felt was important was that there would be, first of all, that if they present with a lump, it's important for it to be assessed, and secondly, to have prompt referral for diagnostic tests.
When these lumps were discovered, or when the cancer was discovered, were they serious cancers?
Yes. What we found was that nearly 60% of the cancers were what are called tumour grade 3, which is a high grade.
What treatment is available to women who have breast cancer during pregnancy?
Look, the standard set of treatments are available to women with breast cancer in pregnancy. Really depends upon what gestation or timing during pregnancy that they are diagnosed. But certainly the women in our study had both surgery, chemotherapy, depending upon the type of cancer and what their clinicians had suggested.
When you're talking about the gestational period when the breast cancer was diagnosed, how does that affect treatment?
Yeah, look, I think the timing of the diagnosis does make a difference to the strategy for the treatment. I'm not an oncologist, but from what we've seen in the study, certainly those who are diagnosed in early pregnancy are much more likely to have some form of surgery, be it breast conservation or mastectomy, followed by some sort of therapeutic regime that might include chemotherapy. Whilst those who are diagnosed late in the third trimester, so close to when they would be going to give birth, often have induction so that they deliver just a little bit early. So we see a high rate of preterm birth, babies born at less than 37 weeks, and then they have treatment afterwards.
Chemotherapy during pregnancy is got to be, it's a lot of chemicals going through your body. What goes through the woman's mind when that is offered as an option?
Yes, I think that's one of the really challenging parts about being diagnosed with breast cancer during pregnancy, is what is the impact of potentially life-saving chemotherapy on the woman and the baby. Certainly, I think one of the really positive things coming out of this study is that what we saw was that the babies really didn't seem to have any adverse effects, and they had surprisingly good outcomes.
So what were the birth outcomes like for the children, for the babies?
Look, the birth outcomes were surprisingly good, and I think consistent with some of the international literature. We found a very high rate of preterm birth. Now, part of that was actually planned preterm birth so that women were induced so that they could start chemotherapy post-delivery. So we found nearly 44% of the babies were born preterm, which is a very high rate. 25% were low birth weight. There was really about one in three was admitted to a high care ward, so high dependency unit or intensive care. But we saw no deaths, and we saw almost all the babies discharged home in a short period of time.
Another area of your study looked at the coordination of care between oncologists and obstetricians. How did the clinicians organise that?
What we also did was we interviewed a series of women who'd had breast cancer in the previous 5 years during pregnancy to sort of try and learn more about their experiences during pregnancy and how that impacted the pregnancy. One of the key findings of that was, I suppose, communication. And it was communication both between the healthcare providers, so the oncologists and the maternity care providers, and also communication to the woman. I think we saw a very mixed picture where either women experienced very good communication and well-coordinated care, and then in other cases women didn't have quite the same positive experience where there was a lot of uncertainty and differences in the opinions they were getting from the different healthcare providers. One of the things that the women noted that had really helped them during their pregnancy was having access to a breast care nurse. That seemed to allow a much better communication pathway and gave them a sense of empowerment.
The other interesting thing was the vaginal birth rates among this cohort.
Yeah, the vaginal birth rates were good. We had about two-thirds of women gave birth vaginally, with quite a large proportion of those women being a planned induction, with the idea that treatment would occur after delivery. Only about one in three women had a cesarean section.
Why do clinicians tend not to do a cesarean when they're treating women with breast cancer?
I think the issue around cesarean section is that it's an operation, and that if women are going to go straight into having chemotherapy or other forms of care, that there is the issue about the healing of the wound and the recovery post-delivery, and that's why a vaginal birth would be preferred.
So what have we learned from this study? What can clinicians do to better provide service to women who are pregnant and have breast cancer?
I think the critical things coming out of this are really that if women present with breast symptoms during pregnancy, that they need to be assessed and with prompt referral if needed. It's very critical that during pregnancy that there is a clear plan if someone gets diagnosed with gestational breast cancer, that both the oncologist and the maternity services work together to make sure that both the plan and the information and the counselling is there throughout, because the experiences women had was very varied. I think the positive things coming out of it were that in this small case series, we see that the baby outcomes are very good and almost surprisingly good. So I think that's a very positive message.
Another positive was that a lot of women still ended up breastfeeding after this.
Yes, that's right. I think another positive is that you're right, that following delivery of the baby, that over half the women continued to breastfeed. And I think that shows a level of wellness and also connection with the baby post-delivery.